Life Audio.
Hello. Welcome to Your Daily Bible Verse, a podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will read today's verse.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verse can be found in Psalm number 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. I sometimes envy toddlers. They get to throw a temper tantrum and nobody bats an eye. They yell and they scream. They stomp their feet and they wave their hands. And everybody sees this as normal. If I were to do that, I would get looks. People would criticize me for not maintaining my composure. But don't we all need to scream every once in a while? I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to stamp my feet and cry about everything harmful or hurtful in this world. That's why I love the Psalms. Because the Psalms, they give us license to do this very thing. Our spiritual lives, they never occur exactly as we would hope or imagine. We live in an imperfect world. And we bear those imperfections within ourselves. We all struggle. We all question. We all yell and scream. And so it's natural that we all want at times to raise our voice to the heavens and scream, "Why, O Lord, why?" Now, such times, they don't indicate a loss of faith and highlight a deconstruction of our spiritual life. No, they are a natural part of our relationship with the Lord. The Lord welcomes our spiritual temper tantrums. Take Psalm 73 as an example. This whole psalm is a psalm of lament. In this psalm, the psalmist reflects on the apparent ease and prosperity of the wicked, while he, although faithful to God, feels like he's languishing. Have you ever felt that? It seems that despite all levels of moral depravity and wickedness, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Have you been concerned that mass media continually bombards us with new occurrences of prideful arrogance and violence and oppression, and this seems to go unchecked? The rich and the famous are seen as the elite to emulate, and Hollywood boasts the good life. It's like the world exalts these people as, quote, carefree in constant amassing of wealth, which is what Psalm 73, verse 12 says. And is this fair? Is this right? No, absolutely not. And so underneath it all, there is this quiet lament that we sometimes feel so deeply. How come them and not me, O Lord? How come, O Lord? Why? You know, it's a wonderful prayer to pray. It conveys the deepest feelings of heart and soul. Our God is not offended by such questions. The Lord does not abandon us when we feel discouraged or dismayed. Our complaints and our spiritual temper tantrums do not discredit our faith, nor do our struggles cast us from God's good graces. In fact, could it be the opposite? Could voicing our complaints to the Lord unite us to Him in a deeper way? After all, God is the one who journeys with us in the messiest of places. Even when our hearts fail, God is the strength of our heart. God is faithful to us, even if we can't see it. And so we say it is good for us to be near God, even when we yell and scream, because the Lord is our refuge. Can we admit that at times we just need to complain about the unfairness of life? Like coming home to a spouse and venting about our day, we are invited to bring our complaints to the Lord. You know, keeping these shut in, leaving our complaints unexplored, it does us no spiritual good. To do so is to avoid meeting God in life's unpleasantness. So instead of avoiding these feelings, these complaints or questions, we should engage with them. In faith, God invites us to risk meeting the Lord in the rawness of our lives, daring to believe that we will be received in His love and His grace. After all, why mask how we truly feel when the Lord knows it anyway? And so Psalm 73 ends with this wonderful reminder that it's good to be near God. I love that this verse occurs after this long prayer of lament, because being near the Lord means that we bear our whole lives before Him. And it means that the raw, the unkempt, the messy complaints are part of our life with God just as much as the positive praises and exaltations. Do you have a spiritual temper tantrum that you really want to throw? Do you have a lament or a question burning deep within? Well, don't swallow it up or deny it. Don't keep it locked away and hidden. Instead, voice it loudly, faithfully, boldly. Jump and stomp your feet, yell and scream, raise your hands and shout, "How come, O Lord?" Psalm 73 gives you the permission and the language to do so. The Psalms are important because they are the place that we can go when we need to articulate the deep prayers of our soul. The Psalms, they cover the full range of human life, and in doing so, they show us the normalcy of our complaints or our spiritual temper tantrums, because our faith is not lived through just gritting our teeth and pretending that we don't hurt. Our spiritual life isn't a Disney movie where things get wrapped up neatly at the end. No, we live real lives. And because we live real lives, we may have real heartbreaks, laments, or complaints. But our God is the God of real life, who dwells with us in real struggles. So if you must complain to God, then complain away. Because in doing so, you draw near to God, you make Him your refuge. And it is good to be near the Lord.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.